Hello, Jason here. I am from the United States of America, born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland, and also spent some time in Miami, Florida. I just wanted to talk to you guys today about some of my experiences with motivation in the workplace. I spent some time in some very prestigious companies, including Federal Express, Carnival Cruise Line, as well as Five Guys Burgers and Fries. In management, and some things that I experienced in the morning were, morning meetings, and one big part of my job was to motivate my staff. I had a staff as big as 60 people, sometimes 100 during our peak seasons, during the Christmas holiday season, and in the restaurants, it could be as many as 30. So what I would pull from for my motivational meetings were stories of inspiration, stories of sports heroes. Maybe somebody that had their back against the wall, that it didn't look like they were going to come out victorious in the end, whether it be a football game, football not being soccer, but football American. Also, I pulled from boxing, legends like Muhammad Ali. Just talking about his confidence in general, how we need to all, be confident, and we all can really pull from being an underdog sometimes, because it's good to come to work with a purpose. It's good to kind of feel like a task is not possible, and then we all come together and we do it, and we do it very well. The other part of my morning meetings were usually filled with recognition. So I would take a look at the previous day's numbers or the previous month's accomplishments, and I would often, get together some rewards. Sometimes it was something tangible where we would actually hold or put somebody's name on a plaque, and often it was just something verbal. So, we gather everybody around, I would talk about something. For example, at FedEx, we had every month we had safe driving results. So, do we have any accidents? Do we have any injuries in the warehouse? Do we have any crashes or accidents on the street because we drove trucks all day? So, for those individuals that were accident and injury free, I would often give out a ribbon to them. It was a small token of appreciation, but it motivated them for the next month to continue. And they also had their name on the board with, how many days or months or years they were accident or injury free. So that was really good. One interesting thing, also, I'll just end this talk about the motivation in the workplace with my experience being a restaurant manager in Five Guys Burgers and Fries. We had a secret shopper come in every week, and actually 2 times a week, once during the AM or lunch shift and once during the PM or dinner shift. And every week we never knew who this person was. They looked just like a regular customer, but they came in and they ordered a meal, and they had a whole spreadsheet of different things to grade. So they would look at our smile, they would look at our cleanliness, they would look at the quality of the food, they would look at the speed of service, they would look at the cleanliness of the bathroom, everything all combined. And it was very detailed that Five Guys corporate put in place that told these people to make sure everything was in place and base their grade on those criteria. And then they gave us a grade. And if the grade was above a certain amount, we would get a small bonus in our paycheck. It might be $40 extra dollars, it might be $80 extra dollars. It just depends on what the score was, and how many shifts your name appeared on. So you could be on the AM shift and the PM shift that week where the secret shopper came. And if you got 2 great scores and you were on both shifts, you could get up to $100 extra per week on your paycheck. So that's a little bit about my experience with motivation, in the workplace. I hope you enjoyed. I'll talk to you soon.